Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. As I always say, this is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, let's get this Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show as we start giving God the glory.
Yeah. Anybody in here dependent on Jesus? I mean, like, totally dependent on Jesus. And there's no point without him. It's a waste of time without him, right? Yeah. Feel free to sing with us. The song is simple. It says,
tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. I can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. Can't live without you. Oh, tell me, what can I do? Cause I can't live without you. No, I can't live without you. So here's my heart, and here's my mind. I give you my soul, Lord. I need you to take control. Cause I try to jump, tried it on my own, but what I found is I can't make it on my own. I can't make it on my own.
Cannot live without him. I wouldn't even try to live without him because he is our everything. Well, again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I thank God for this is the day that God has blessed us to be back here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And not only that, but God has blessed us during the week. And not just on the week, but thank God, as the old folks used to say, he woke us up this morning and started us on this glorious way. He did not have to do it, but he did, and thank God. And, you know, and I'm happy, amen, to be able to come on this radio station to spread the good news, and the good news is the gospel of the kingdom of God. Well, it's a beautiful day today. 12:18 p.m. And I tell you what, the Lord is in the blessing business. Let me just say this to you, that if you're ever at the point in your life that you really need someone to pray for you, if you're going through anything, I want you to know that Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you. The telephone number to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. That prayer line is always open to pray for you. If you get a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. And I believe without one shadow of a doubt that the Bible tells us if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said he would do it for them. I believe with all my heart that when both of us come together and believe in God for whatever you believe in him for, and when you allow God to fix the problem, invite God into the situation, that's when he comes on the scene and miracles take place. So Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open for you. Let me give you that number one more time. The telephone number is 803-317-4457.
pressure, but I'm sensing this. Oh God, we need it.
Send the rain. We want you and we need you. And we know without one shadow of a doubt that a spiritual powerful force is about to be released within the body of Christ that will bring about the greatest manifestation of the power of God that the world has ever seen. And I'm telling you right now, when God's presence is moving. When the anointing is present, it destroys and breaks every yoke. My prayer for you that if you're going through anything today, you remember that our God is able to step into your situation and bring change. As that scripture says, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for my God to do. And when God steps in, he always brings change to the situation in which you're asking him to bring. You know, the scripture tells us in Numbers 23:19 that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it? Let me tell you, hey, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I'm trying to contain myself over here at the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. You're listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I tell you, that is a good God. And whatever you're going through, my God is able to bring you out of the situation. You know, the same God, the God I serve is the same God that spoke the universe into existence. That's who I serve. The God that I serve is the one that departed the Red Sea and caused Moses to walk on dry ground. That's the God I serve. The God that I serve is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The one that was able and was willing that when men called on him, he always came on time. Glory. And guess what? And he was never late. That's the God I serve. The God that I serve is a God that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. I'm telling you right now that whatever you're going through, the God that I serve, able to bring you out. And you know what my Lord and my Savior says in the Word of God? Listen to what the Word says. And I've said this many of times on the radio, so you should be used to it if you have listened to me before. The Bible says that his arms are not short that he can't save. Neither is his ears dull that he can't hear. My God, I tell you what, our God ain't deaf. You know, he's not hard of hearing either. Amen. When you call on him, he does answer prayer. Now, just remember these words. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. See, God's time is not your time. God is on a different time schedule. But I promise you, when he shows up in your problem, in your situation, he'll be on time. Not the time you hoping that he comes. But I promise you, my brother and my sister, when you call on him, he will answer your prayers. But you get to remember this. You get to pray in faith. The Bible tells us to pray in faith, nothing wavering. You know, so many people are going through so many things, and many people, and if I should talk about something during this inspirational message, I want to talk about the word. The word struggle means a fight, a wrestle. You're wrestling against something. You're fighting against something. Trying to get free from something that have restraints on you. Something that is controlling you or have caused you to be limited. When one struggle, fear, worrying, the spirit of depression, the spirit of stress and financial problems, there are people that are struggling with fear, struggling with worrying, struggling with depression, struggling with stress, and also struggling with financial problems. Some people go through their whole entire life struggling with grief and also struggling with their past. There's somebody that can't go on because of what happened to them in the past. Someone that God caused them great pain and great grief. Now it becomes a struggle, a wrestle, a fight. The wrestle and the fight of the grief is trying to go on and to cope with what has been going on, what you have experienced during the death of somebody. Being put out your house, having nowhere to go, having your car repossessed and your house taken away from you. Let alone having sickness and disease, cancer and heart trouble and different diseases that cause you to go to the doctors on a regular basis, and it becomes now a fight and a wrestle, and it's something that has restraints on you. The sickness have a restraint on you. Now fear has gripped your heart and worrying has gripped your heart. It's a struggle. You're going through a struggle. As I stated, there are many people have struggled all their lives financially, has struggled with grief all of their lives. Every time they're trying to forget mama and daddy, son and your daughter, your husband and your wife, or whoever have passed on, becomes a struggle, a fight, and even feel like you're in a wrestling match. Something of our, some of our struggles come from choices that we have made that led us down the wrong path and caused us to have turmoil and pain. Let me say that one more time. There's some people have caused their own selves to struggle because of the choices that they made. Made a bad choice. And now that bad choice have led you down the wrong path, and now it brings turmoil and pain. Some woman that met a man that wasn't good for her, and now she's made the wrong choice. Now she's being led by down the wrong path because the man now calls her everything but a child of God. Mentally abuse her and physically. And now she feels that she are in a fight to survive. A fight in struggling. She feels like she's trying to get free from a restraint, a control. Feels like she's being controlled. The man that had a wife that said he loved her, but now goes and do other things with other people. Now he feels like he has made the wrong choice and caused him to be led down the path of turmoil and pain. I get good news for you. I know that what I say sounds real bad, but I get good news in everything that I say. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the one that says to you that if you come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. God says to you, I will rest. Rest from what?
from the wrestling with those restraints and the control and the thing that you feel limited of, even in your future and in your decisions that you want to make. Somebody feels like, I'm struggling with being limited. It seems like I can't get ahead. It seems like every time I'm trying to do something, I'm just knocked back about 10 more steps down. Somebody feels like they're in a struggle. Glory to God. But I get good news again. Hey, glory. The God that I serve is the God that is saying to you, if you open up your heart and invite me into your circumstances, into your problem, into that struggling, into that fight that you feel like you're in that wrestling that you feel that you're in that thing that you're trying to get free from, that restraint, that control, that limitation, that fear, that worry, that depression, that stress, that financial problem, that sickness and disease, and the bad choice that you made. He said, just invite me in. Well, Pastor, please tell me, how do I invite God in? Well, you have to, first of all, believe that he is. Believe that he is what? That he can fix the problem. The Bible says, when you pray, believe that you have received them, and it will be done for you. You got to believe that God is going to do what you asked him to do. It can't be, no, I think he's going to do it. It can't be, no, I hope he's going to do it. You got to know, even in the pain, you got to know, even in the fear and the worry and the depression and the sickness and disease and the bad choices and everything that you feel that you're struggling with, God says to you, I have to have you to believe that I'm going to move for you. And I want to add that there's nothing impossible for God to do. Because when we look at it, it seems very impossible. It doesn't seem like things is going to get better. You know, someone struggles with their past. They're being the victim of their own circumstances. They're struggling with what have happened to them in the past. But God says, if you come to me, if you allow me to fix it for you, according to John chapter 8, verse 36, he said, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. God says, I'm here to set you free from every struggle that you're going through. Glory to God. In Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 57. Listen to what it says. And let me read, first of all, 1 Corinthians 15, 57. It says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Isaiah 10, 27 tells us that because of the anointing, it shall destroy every yoke. And I want to encourage you, my dear friend, as I end this message, you might feel like you've fallen and you can't get up. And if you ever feel like you've fallen and you can't get up, whatever you do, reach out. As one dear sister used to say, reach out, touch the Lord as he goes by. He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs, he will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord. How do I touch him? Get on your knees. You don't even have to get on your knees. Just cry out to him. The same way when you were, if you was hanging off a cliff, cry out to him. But cry out to him in faith and say to him, I need you to help me. Remember this scripture again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of them all. And I can guarantee you this, it's going to be God's grace that's going to bring you out of this thing. Oh, yeah. God's grace, God unmerited favor, the favor of God is going to bring you out. Well, look, if you get a testimony and you heard these messages and these messages has been a blessing to you, I want you to call me right now at the radio station. I want to get that testimony. I want people to hear the testimony live right on the radio. The telephone number is 516. That's 516-666-9901. Call me at the radio station. If you're listening to me and you have a testimony and you heard these messages and the message has been a blessing to you, give me a call at
Some people said they said I wouldn't make it. Some people said that I wouldn't be here today, but look at me, look at me. I made it, yeah, by the grace of God. When I sit down and look back down through the years, I have to shed so many tears. Well, I made it.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
I've got another yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I won't let you fall, God says. And he says, God says to you in your struggling, he says to you in that control of struggling. Somebody is struggling with control or something that have limited them. Fear, worrying, depression, financial problems. God says, I won't let you fall. You can depend on me. I won't leave you. Well, he did promise to never leave us nor forsake us, but to be there always, even until the end of the world. And I dedicate that song to everyone that is going through, that feel like they've been struggling. Well, God's saying to you, I won't let you fall if you just lean on me. Lean on me. That song says somebody needs somebody to lean on them. Well, you lean on Jesus. Because if you lean on him, he will not let you fall. Well, I tell you, I am having an excellent day right here at the radio station, praising and magnifying God. And I pray that you're having a blessed day also. I want to remind you, you can hear us every day, Monday through Friday, at 12 noon. And then Saturday at 12 noon, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday at 10 a.m. in the morning. Also, this Thursday, of course, we won't be broadcasting this Thursday because this Thursday we will be in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And that's going to be at 1155 Broughton Street at the Kimball's parking lot, right across the street from our church. We will be giving out food to the community. Every person that is in Orangeburg County, the surrounding areas for COVID-19, we will be giving out food, a 20-pound box of food to every car that comes in. And you got to be in your car. And, of course, we are doing social distance and wearing masks and gloves. But make sure that you be in the car. That starts at 11 o'clock. That's July the 23rd at 11 a.m. at 1159 Broughton Street in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Yours truly, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, our radio show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan Radio Show, and our other radio station, Old School 1029, and, of course, Deliverance Transformational Church and Evangelist Kathleen Morgan. We're all going to be there giving out food, and it is sponsored by those people, which let me just say that if you're ever in the area of Orangeburg, South Carolina, please stop by Deliverance Transformational Church. That's the name of the church, Deliverance Transformational Church, which is located at 1111 Russell Street. That's on the corner of Russell and Broughton Street. You're always welcome. 10:45 starts our intercessory prayer. Then we go into a little worship, and then the Word of God. Also, don't forget to join me on Old School 1029. That's every first and third Sunday. That's at 1:30 in the afternoon. And then fifth Sunday, 7:30 a.m. in the morning. You can hear me by going to cborangeburg.com. That's cborangeburg.com. Click on Old School 1029. Praise God. Well, I tell you, I pray that you are having a blessed day, and I pray whatever you're going through, remember, won't let you fall. That struggle is over. And before I leave, matter of fact, I want to pray right now. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for every single person that is listening to me by the way of radio. Those that are struggling with fear, some kind of limitations have limited them. They feel like they have some kind of restraints that they can't get free from. They feel like they're in a fight, wrestling against something. Some have made wrong choices that caused them to go down the wrong path, and now, Father, have led them into turmoil and pain. There are many people who have lost their loved ones and many that are sick with sickness and disease. Financial problems, depression, stress, worry, and fear, all kinds of circumstances that they're going through, Father. I know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I pray, Father, that you would touch and minister to those that are listening to me. And I pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit would flow through this radio into their homes, wherever they listen to me at, bring change to their circumstances. I decree and I declare it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I pray that you receive that prayer. And I pray that you receive every word that I've said on this radio and even the music. And I pray what I have said, I pray that it been a blessing to you. Now, here go a question to you. If there's anyone that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that means you go to church and you've been baptized in water, but you never have, you never had a relationship with him. It's so easy to say we have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. It's just like knowing somebody and you hear somebody talk about them over and over again and you think you know them. Well, you really don't know them. You heard about them. And because you heard about them, sometimes you get confused and think you know them. Well, you can't know a person unless you have relationship with them. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 12, to them that receive him, to them he gave the power, the ability to become the sons of God. Receive him. Relationship starts by one receiving him. The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door, knock. Knock where? At your heart. He says, if you open up the door, if you open your heart up, I will come in and sup with you, meaning I want to have fellowship with you. Well, one that has fellowship with somebody is in relationship. God want to have a real relationship with you. It doesn't matter what you've done in life. God loves you and he cares for you. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you should die right now, let me say it one more time. If you should die at this very moment, where will you spend eternity? It doesn't matter if you're a preacher. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor, a lawyer. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter where you live at and don't matter what color you are. The Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die. Every person have on their time schedule. Either you're going to be caught up in the rapture or you're going to die. But I say to you today, that Jesus loves you and he cares for you and he want to have a relationship with you. If you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, repeat this prayer. This is just the beginning. This is just a start. There's more to it, but it's a start. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I want to have a relationship with you. You said in the word, if I open my heart, you will come in and sup with me. Repeat that after me. Lord, I open my heart up and I ask you to forgive me from every sin that I have committed. I want you to come into my heart and save me. And if you save me, I will live for you the rest of my days. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. Repeat it. I believe Jesus Christ died on the cross and he shed his blood and he arose the third day for me. I now receive you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that you prayed that prayer. And if you didn't hear it, when this broadcast is over, go back and listen to it 100 times if you have to. I pray that you have repeated that prayer. And if you did, I want you to call me at 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. That's Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line. I will pray for you and I will send you a book free of charge. You don't have to, I will not put an envelope in there and ask you to send me an offering unless you want to give an offering. No, I will send you the book free of charge, and I will send you a little literature to help you in your Christian walk with the Lord, and also telling you the other things that you need to do in what you just did. Call me at 803-317-4457. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you go to church. A lot of people go to church, but they ain't got no relationship. Going to church doesn't mean you have a relationship with God. You just go to his house. You know, you're going to somebody's house that you have no relationship with. They want to have a relationship with you.
Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him, I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Grateful.
I thank you for your love.
Yes, God is a good God. Well, my time is almost up here. I want to thank God for every one of you that have been listening to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Don't forget now, Thursday, I will be in Orangeburg, South Carolina at 1159 Broughton Street, giving out food to the community for the Corona-19. Everyone that come in with their cars, we will put the grocery box in your back car. Don't forget to tell other people about it. And that starts on July the 23rd at 11 a.m. in the morning. Well, God bless you. I will see you tomorrow. May God bless you, and may the grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you and your family. May he cause you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. May God bless you. I will see you tomorrow, if the Lord's willing.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God. praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through.